Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Ron!
Boom.
Good morning, boys. How are we doing today?
Doing well.
We are living the dream, not just because the Yankees are in town and that's going to be a fun thing. And after the combined no-hitter, I feel like they're just going to shut out that offense. But we'll get to that. But also, it's the start of the football season. The game was played last night, and obviously there is a Bear game at the lakefront on Sunday and a new era in Bears football. It's just a fun time of year.
I would agree. I couldn't agree more. I watched a game last night. That was some game of the football game. And then, this series is always entertaining. Pat said it the other day that when the Yankees come to town and you have these two teams play, whether we're, here at Wrigley or at Yankee Stadium, it's something unique and fans love it. The players love it. So I know the circus will be in town in full force with the Bombers here. And, it will be a lot of fun. It will. And, and then to cap it off, I think Anthony's first time back against the Cubs will be something special. I think he was the face of the franchise during that time when the Cubs won the World Series. And I believe the Cub fans will enjoy seeing Tony back.
I'd agree with that, the face of the franchise part, Coom. I also think that last time we talked to you a week ago, it was before the sweep and then the loss to the Pirates series. The Cubs have been toying with our emotions. Day off yesterday was welcomed, I'm sure. Where are you with what's ahead and what's at stake and what they're capable of doing as the Yankees come to town?
Well, you put yourself in a tough position, right, when you lost 2 or 3. That was one of those things that Pat calls certain games trap games. I thought that was a trap series. Against Pittsburgh. I felt like when you just swept them and you beat the dog out of them, right? And Pittsburgh with the run scored, it was incredible. But they have really good starting pitching, especially a couple of their guys. They got 3 guys that are really good. And we just faced 2 of them again in this past series, and that was going to be difficult. So, it turned out to be that way. I think you're going to know a lot more about where the Cubs stand here in the next 6 days. They've got a really uphill battle to begin with, but then you play the Yankees and the Dodgers here in the next six, and it could all be determined pretty much, if it's not already, pretty much determined here in the next 6 days.
Yeah, it is. It's just a pity that the quality of the opponent is so good, right? Because you don't know what really to expect. I read that Judge has never homered in Wrigley. I'm not sure he's been to Wrigley. I mean, that guy homers for a living.
Right.
We know that Soto is so dangerous. You mentioned Rizzo coming back and his status here. It's just a very difficult time because they have to win too. You know, they're in a battle with Baltimore, and they are still trying to figure out whether or not they're going to be a division winner. They've got a lot to play for.
They do. That's exactly right. The East and the wild card and all of that is up in the air.
Right.
And, you know, so that means you're getting their A game every single night. And they're playing their – well, I guess home field advantage sometimes doesn't matter because the two wild card teams got in it last year and won it. But when you look at the playoff race, I know in 2016 how important it was to feeling the feel of having – home field advantage in every series, right, for the Cubs. Mm. And the way you looked at that one, wow, we got this series. We, you know, they got to come to us and beat us in our park in front of all our fans. And that's what New York is playing for and Baltimore and those teams out east. So, yeah, you're going to get their A game for sure. That is absolute.
How did old school Ron Coomer feel about a pitcher with a no-hitter after 95 pitches being removed and not being allowed to finish the job?
You're going to get me in trouble now, aren't you, Dave? I look at that, and I wish he just stayed in. But I do understand their situation, and I do understand that everybody, you know, they're kind of, it's put in their, all the pitchers' heads, 100 pitches, and you're coming out of the game, and that's the way it goes, and that's what we're doing. But, you know, there's certain circumstances, I guess, that you wish that wasn't quite the case. I've always felt, and I think when you talk to a lot of pitchers that have pitched in the past, not long past, but recent past, you know, 110, 115 pitches, you know, that's not out of, you know, the realm of day-to-day routine, maybe 120. But, you know, this is not a Cubs thing. It's a league thing, that's for sure. And it was great that they got the combined no-hitter, but I'm sure Soto would have liked to have stayed out there. But I want him to stay in. The simple answer, absolutely. I want him to stay in and keep going for sure.
Hey, I can understand that, Ron. It just doesn't happen much, right? I mean, we don't see it anymore like we used to. And certainly you think about him as a Japanese player coming to MLB, and he hasn't pitched this many innings. I mean, and that made sense, just being careful about his arm. I wonder if the circumstances were different, if you know, maybe Justin Steele hadn't been hurt or in the IL, or if you felt like you weren't in contention, whatever it might be, you might have approached it differently. But I think that he kind of made the wise move, if not the correct one for a lot of us. Yeah,
agree. And that's a great the point that you made about protecting his arm because he hasn't thrown this much. Makes sense. And they've been doing that all year. Mm-hmm. So that really makes sense to me also, because as much as I'd like to have seen him stay in there, but that makes sense because the way the rotation goes here, as opposed to what it did in Japan, where they had an off day every Monday, you know, you were basically on a 6 day rotation. Now you're not. So they've tried to, I don't want to say protect Soto, but all the guys at times to give them that extra day rest, you know, maybe skip a guy a start once in a while and give them that extra time. So with that being said, and that's part of it. That's part of what I, you know, kind of what I meant about, you know, you got to, it's in their head, the 100 pitches, it's in their, the rest thing. And, you know, and I believe the one thing you can say about all of that situation, and I'm not speaking about the Cubs, I'm speaking in general about the league, they're consistent. Mm. If that's a consistent thing that's not going away and it's not changed. That's for sure. There are other things about pitching that I don't understand about pitching a lot in the off season and going to these labs and throwing hard. And that comes from like an Alex Cora and some of the guys that are friends of mine that, you know, are involved in managing and think guys don't get enough rest, that they go to these places and they overthrow and they max effort after a long season to get numbers to see where they're at. And, but that's pretty dangerous too. So, but with all that being said, it's a hell of a performance. I'll tell you that.
Today,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Cubs take on Anthony Rizzo and the Yankees in the series opener at Wrigley. Pregame coverage coming at 12:45. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer have the first pitch at 1:20 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. We talked to Tommy Haddavy on Wednesday. He said the Cubs are going to go at Soto and Judge. How wise is that, Coom? What do you expect, and how exciting is it to consider those two guys coming to town?
Well, I think I'm going to talk to Collinson, what, about 8 hours from now? And he's going to say, I'd really like it if there was nobody on base when they came to the plate. So we got to do a really good job of getting the guys out in front of them. And that is a very smart thing to say. And hopefully that will be the case. You know, when you play teams that have star players, and these two guys are stars, they're as good as it gets when you put a bat in their hand. And Judge is just incredible. I mean, he has great plate coverage. He uses the whole field. You think he made a good pitch away and he hits the ball the right center, and I think he's 6'8", 270. Last time we played him is what is, you know, and you're like, he just kind of went with that ball and hit a ball to right, and it just went 400 feet. And sorry, it's a home run. That's just the way it is. It's a lot like Mark McGwire when you watched him. You know, you didn't think he got it, and next thing you know, it's 20 rows back. So, Yeah, you really have to do a good job against the rest of the lineup to try to keep those guys from, if they do hit a home run, it's a solo homer, not a three-run bomb, that's for sure.
Ron, we talked to you last week, and we talked about Dansby Swanson. You told us what he was working on, and goodness gracious, apparently the work paid off. He's been red hot over the last week and certainly nearly hit for the cycle. Came up a triple short, as many players will do, it was just good to see him kind of find his way back.
It is. And, you know, like the day that he was close by the fifth inning, him and Pete Armstrong were at the end of the fifth. They were a triple away from the cycle, both of them hitting in the seventh and eighth spot, which is pretty impressive. I'd never seen that before. But the home run that he hit was on a breaking ball, Mike, and it was a breaking ball outer third. Mm. Well, in the past, if you're pulling off the ball a little bit, you don't square that ball up. You either hit it right off the end of the bat or the barrel drops under and you swing and foul that ball back. And we've seen a lot of that from Dansby because his approach is more going towards left center field, not back at the pitcher. Well, now he's getting a little more squared up, and when they hang that breaking ball, even though it was outer third, he's able to stay on it and get the barrel on it instead of being underneath it and following it back or just swinging and missing it. So, you know, with that being said, then he's also using the other side of the field with the fastball sometimes. So things are definitely looking up for Dansby. I know it's been a hard year for him. And, you know, when you're trying to fix something and you're having a hard time doing it, it's just, you know, it wears on you. But I will say this, at least he's making a lot of headway, and he is swinging the bat well here the last month and a half of the season.
Kum, I have to imagine the next two series will be somewhat nostalgic for you. A couple of your former teams, Yankees and Dodgers. When you reflect back, when you see the uniforms at Wrigley, what was your favorite moment as a Yankee? What do you remember about your stint in New York?
I think signing with the Yankees on the first day in Yankee Stadium. We opened up the season there, and you walk into the clubhouse for the first time, and you see, you know, Thurman Munson's locker, the number 15 above it, sitting there, you know, empty at the old ballpark, just looking around and going, wow, you know, Ruth was in here, and Mantle was in here, and you're, you know, and there's Yogi walking, and different people, and you're like, you know, you're meeting Whitey Ford. You know, you're meeting Mr. Steinbrenner the first day of spring training, and you just go, okay, this is the Yankees. It's, you know, and it's something. It really is. There's history there that, you know, our entire game, every organization would love to have that history. So that is really cool. And then my very first swing of the bat as a Yankee in Yankee Stadium, I hit a home run, and that was pretty cool.
First swing?
That's pretty good.
First swing of the bat, I hit a home run. Hit a homer to left, had a good day. We won, I think we won 4-2, and I knocked in three of the runs. So I had a pretty good day. My debut as a Yankee in the
pitching?
First series. Wilson Alvarez, my old teammate. I got Willie on an inside fastball. He's pitching around the zone. I'm like, he's going to come inside one time. I know he is. He waited till the end of the at-bat, and I got him to left.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. That was – you know, when you first swing, your very first game was my first start. Robin Ventura and I platooned at third base that year, so we had two righties open up against us, and then Wilson was game three of the series, so I played game three, and yeah, so that was pretty cool.
I'm curious, you know, we talked about Shota and him not being able to get the no-hitter, but the combined no-hitter. Isak Paredes had three errors in that game. Three. What's your take on him as a third baseman? I think that we knew when that addition was made that they were looking for a better defensive third baseman. Maybe they were looking for a better, more consistent offense. But we haven't seen much different, frankly, from Christopher Morel to him. And I'm wondering, has he solved anything moving forward, or are you still in the same situation?
No, there's a difference. And He's a good third baseman. He is. He had a bad day, and he had one play that was really a tough one that he had tough error on, where he got an in-between hop. He made the catch, but his body was out of position to make the throw, kind of, and he threw a sinker to Michael Bush, and Bushy couldn't dig it out of the dirt. And, you know, he had a bad day. You make 3 errors in a game, you know, with your ace on the mound, he's got a no-hitter. That's tough. You wear that one, and you bring that one to your locker after the game, and you just, you know, those are sleepless nights, I can promise you. A couple nights before that, he made a catch on a ground ball to his left, diving play. They turn a double play. The Cubs were in a spot at that point. A run scored on that ground ball, but they were bases loaded, nobody out. It turned it into a double play, and the Cubs then next at bat got out of the inning. They scored one run. That could have been the ball game right there. So he's done some really good. You hope that his offensive struggles don't seep into his defense, right? That's the thing you hope. But I've seen him play before. He's going to be a fine third baseman. He's no issues for me there. He's gotten a little bit of a bad habit of throwing the ball from Barry's sidearm, and he's getting some sinkers, and he's sailing a couple balls. When he first got here, he was throwing more up top. I don't know if his shoulder's bothering him a little bit or not, but that's usually the case. When your shoulder's bothering you, you start coming down a little lower, and your arm angle changes. And right now, his arm angle is really low, and he's getting some balls sail, and he's getting some balls sinking on him.
Great stuff, Coom. Have a great weekend.
Ryan. Boys, I look forward to the Bombers in town. It'll be fun at Wrigley Field, and Sunday's going to be fun also. I look forward to good luck to the Bears. I know you guys are going to have some fun this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be listening. Yep, absolutely.
Great stuff. Thank you, Ron. That is Ron Coomer joining us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.